In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wish to all of you, dear faithful, a blessed feast of Christ the King. This feast of Christ the King, the kingship of Christ, is relatively new compared to other feasts in the Catholic calendar. It was instituted by Pope Pius XI in 1925 in the encyclical letter Quas Primas, to be celebrated every year on the last Sunday of the month of October. If we look back over the history of the world, we find that people often judged kings by the amount of land and countries they were able to conquer during their reign. The Emperor Alexander the Great is always looked upon with admiration, having brought Greece, Egypt, Persia, and India under his control before dying at the young age of 33. Our Lord Jesus Christ, like Alexander, died at the age of 33. But except for his flee into Egypt as an infant, he had never been out of what we would today call Palestine. And his gospel conquered the world on a peaceful way. From this spiritual conquest, it was the fruit of the conquest of the gospel, Christendom was gradually and slowly born. What is Christendom? Christendom is a way of life in which church and government officials worked in the same direction in an effort, more or less successful, to make a society formed, shaped, and also ruled by God's law, the Ten Commandments and the natural law. Now, of course, it would be exaggerated to believe that Christendom was, as I say, one big happy family. There still were wars, and often enough people sinned against each other for these kinds of evil are an unfortunate consequence of original sin and will probably always be with us. Life under the rule of Christ, the King, allowed the Church to impose some universal and elementary laws. For example, the idea of purposely harming the civilian population during war would have been unthinkable. And even fierce armies were likely not to fight on Sundays, on holidays, nor during the holy season of Advent and Lent. And these regulations were imposed by the Catholic Church. Times were certainly materially harder than today, but there were relatively few influences that might destroy the refuge, the sanctuary of the family. The widow, the orphan, and the infirm were respected. The weary traveler might find a night's lodging on the ground of a monastery. And it was the church which operated schools and universities and the hospitals to care for the sick. People of Christendom, in spite of their human frailties, and even when they were positively bad, did not lose sight of the fact that they were subject of Christ the King. One of the first break against the equilibrium of Christendom was the two famous Martin Luther, who taught that everyone had the right to their own private, personal interpretation of the Bible. It was the very beginning of a kind of new man having his private interpretation of reality. It was the beginning of what today we call subjectivism. And it was the beginning of modernity. This relativism caused bloody religious or political revolutions in several European countries, particularly in England, France, and Russia, and struck at the heart of Western civilization. Revolutions which forever altered the concept and the reality of Christendom. It is why re-establishing the kingship of Christ was the primary aim of the Pope Pius XI, who followed World War I. This truth is also currently, especially, an emergency. In our age, one might get the false impression that Jesus Christ is not a king. He is a nice, mere good man among many others, from Muhammad to Gandhi and even the Dalai Lama. Even in the Catholic Church, the faithful are not urged anymore to pray that the family of nations be subject to the rule of Christ. They substitute some vague notion of freedom for all creation. I don't know what is the meaning of that. And the care for planet Earth. This is no longer any mention of the social kingship of Christ, of the social Christian order. We therefore have the sacred duty to say that Christ's kingdom is not of this world, but it mostly, certainly needs to be in this world. At the end of this Mass, we will renew the consecration of mankind to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, requested by Pope Pius XI. Join us, please, and make the words of consecration your own words. And finally, we must remember that there can be no Christian kingdom, no Christendom, without Christian subjects. That means that we ourselves, even if we lack Christian statesmen, and even if we see that churchmen doubt, they have many doubts about the possibility of Christendom, we must have a life that clearly acknowledges that Jesus Christ is our sovereign King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.